It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Kim Hansen, and she is part of the Emory Pioneer Day celebration going on July 13th through the 15th. It's summertime, you know, it's time to get out and have fun with your family and your friends and do all sorts of really cool and fun things. And this is just one more that you can just put on the calendar and say, okay, we're going to go out to Emory and this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk for a moment about some of the things that are planned, but then these things don't just happen. Okay, they need volunteers, they need sponsors, they're looking for vendors. And we're going to tell you how to get in touch with the right people to get and be a part of the Emory Pioneer Days celebration. Kim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So, Kim, let's talk about the Emory Pioneer Days celebration. You know, how long has it been going on and what kind of things you have on tap for those days?
We have this event every year. It's our big summer event that draws our community together and allows us to just enjoy the small town community atmosphere, I guess. We have a softball tournament, a cornhole tournament, horseshoe tournament, a barbecue dinner on the Saturday night. We have kids games, a 5K run walk, a UTV poker ride.
Kind of sounds to me like you've got a lot of the bases covered.
We are hoping to have a very fun-filled 3 days.
Yeah, with all that going on, I don't know how it couldn't be fun-filled. So let's, as I said in the intro, you know, these things don't just happen. Okay, you're looking for anyone that's, if there's businesses out there that would be willing to sponsor, if there are individuals that would like to volunteer, or if there are even people out there from around the area that sell different things, you're looking for vendors as well. So let's talk a little bit about all of them. I would assume this is going to take quite a few volunteers going on as far as the whole event is concerned, isn't it?
It does take a lot of people to put it all together.
So you're looking for people that I would assume like maybe set up, those kinds of things. Or are there any specific things that you're looking for volunteers for?
Mostly just overseeing some of like maybe some of the kids' games or the events, set up, clean up, those kind of things.
Now, if there are businesses out there that are want to be sponsors and become a sponsor, you guys are going to give them shout-outs and those kinds of things, correct?
Absolutely. For anybody who donates or sponsors $250 or more, we will have a 4-foot by 6-foot banner created with their company logo or whatever they would like on it, and that will be hung on the outfield fence of the ball field for the entire 3 days.
All right, so we got that. And then the other thing, that you can't have a summer festival without vendors, can you?
Exactly.
So what kind of vendors, what are we looking for?
You know, anybody is welcome and wanted. The more variety we have, the better.
Are you looking for things as diverse as like food trucks, or are you just looking for businesses or people that build crafts and things like that? You looking for everything?
Absolutely everything. We would love to have everybody with anything that they would like to share show up.
All right. So once again, this is going on July 13th through the 15th out in Emory Town. It's the Emory Pioneer Day celebration. I've been speaking with Kim Hansen. Now, Kim, if anybody has questions, what's the best place? Where do they need to go to get those answered?
They can call the Emory Town office, or they can call me on my cell phone, which is 435-749-1762.
All right, Kim Hansen, thank you so much for taking out the time. We're going to get in touch with you one more time when the event is a little bit closer, and we can talk about some of the particulars as well, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, thank you so much for your time. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.